Welcome back to Head Games. By the way, we're here in Kansas City at the YMCA. We want to thank Gene Dooley and the great staff here, one of the great organizations in the country in working with youth sports. Tomorrow's show will focus on youth sports. But joining me right now, we want to thank Larry Weissman and Tim Brown for joining us in the first segment. And J.C. Pearson was a teammate of mine with the Kansas City Chiefs. He also was a teammate of Jim Mora. And J.C., you're covering Tampa Bay. Before we get to Tampa Bay, let's talk about this Jim Mora situation. Your insight should be pretty good.
Well, like you said, I played with Jim Mora and Hugh Millen, the guy on the other end of the radio with Jimmy. And those guys are great friends. They've always been great friends. And, you know, if you know that history, then you can understand, well, maybe it was a joke. But when you just listen to the quote, just as a person that has no idea about the background, Jimmy sounds like he was serious. And, in fact, during his quote, he at one point said, "I'm serious." So, you know, I think that he definitely does probably want to get back to the University of Washington. I think the way that it came out was probably wrong, because obviously he's still in the midst of a season playoff run.
It just betrays the trust level. The trust is everything. We've talked to Dick Vermeil and Tony Dungy and Herman Edwards and Marty Schottenheimer and Marv Levy. I mean, we talked to 15 head coaches on the show. And every one of them says, if you don't have trust with your players, you don't have anything. And that trust is gone in Atlanta.
Well, I think it is now, and I think it's been for a while. Obviously, with the whole Michael Vick situation and Jimmy's father coming out a few weeks ago and saying that he's a coach killer, and that, I think that kind of divided them. Michael Vick's been kind of grumbling that he wants to get out of there. And, you know, it hasn't been a good situation down there. And obviously, Jimmy's probably thinking about, what am I going to do next? And it came out in the wrong way, because right now Washington still has a coach in Ty Willingham, and the Falcons have a coach in Jimmy Mora. So, you know, you don't want to violate any of that.
We talked about Vince Young in the last segment. I'd like your opinion of the comparison between a Vince Young and a Michael Vick, because as Tim Brown said, even Michael Vick did not come out with the same sort of leadership skills, the kind of confidence in that first year that Vince Young shows.
Well, I think obviously they're two great athletes and two great quarterbacks. Michael Vick, of course, I think it's with coaching, because when you look at Vince Young, Norm Chow is fantastic.
And he had a chance to draft Matt Leinart.
Right, his guy from USC. And when you go all the way back, Norm Chow took Carson Palmer to a Heisman Trophy, took Matt Leinart to a Heisman Trophy. That USC offense was fantastic. And now he's in Tennessee, and he's really groomed Vince Young. And I really think it's coaching. And, you know, Michael Vick in the past has talked about the lack of coaching there in Atlanta, and then they have Knapp down there with him for the second year. So he's gone through a lot of different systems, and he's taken a lot of criticism about not being able to throw the ball. But I'll tell you what, that guy can throw the football. There is no question about his arm strength. But I think the difference in those guys right now, this at this stage of their careers, where Vince Young is and where Michael Vick was, is Norm Chow.
Norm Chow, I totally agree with you. Norm Chow, I think, is one of the most gifted. To say that his system doesn't work in the NFL, give me a break. This team, by the way, as Tim Brown closed with saying, I wouldn't want to be playing the Tennessee Titans this
Nobody does.
They're peaking at the right time. Tell us about this game coming up this week. J.C. Pearson from Fox Sports. We want to plug Fox Sports. A great job you're doing there. Tim Brown from Fox Sports.
Thank you.
You guys, I love the way you cover the game itself. Tampa Bay, we were watching Tampa Bay getting in a lot of fights, almost a little bit like the New York Knicks trying to get
right
with the Nuggets. I mean, when you're outmanned, you try to create things. But the bottom line is, Tampa Bay was getting some pressure on, Chicago's defense was not putting pressure on Tampa
right.
Bay. There's something going on that was exposed by Tampa Bay that allowed Tampa Bay to score those late touchdowns, because Chicago's defense does not have that push in the middle.
Well, a couple things. Obviously, they made a switch at quarterback, and Tim Rattay came in. Bruce Gradkowski is a rookie who is struggling down in Tampa Bay. They made that switch, and Rattay brought him back. When you look at the Bears, of course, inside, Tank Johnson had his issues last week. We all know about that. But
major
also
issues.
Major issues, but also Tommy Harris is injured. And those two guys inside gave those guys tremendous push. And obviously, Tommy Harris is out. Tank Johnson is out again this week. Who knows what that situation is going to evolve into. But the Bears have to win it with defense and special teams. I don't think Rex Grossman is at a point right now where he can carry that team to a Super Bowl.
And there's something about the Chicago defensive mix I'd be interested in, because turnovers were a big thing for Marty Schottenheimer.
Mm-hmm.
Something about the Chicago defense, even without that push in the middle, where they find a way to turn the ball over. What is it that they do specifically? We try to get in the technique a little. What's technique you do to turn that ball over?
Well, they play a lot of cover two, obviously. Lovie Smith came from Tony Dungy. They're all disciples. Herman Edwards, all those guys came from Tampa Bay, and they run that Tampa two. And they have great personnel. When you look at their linebacking core with Urlacher and Lance Briggs, those are two of the best in the league. And obviously, I'm glad to see Lance Briggs got voted to the Pro Bowl because he's very deserving. But those guys, they play the football. And when you play a lot of zone coverage, everybody's seeing the ball. When you play man coverage, you're focusing in coverage on the man, not the football. So you're not having as many people rally to the football, but when everybody's playing zone coverage, everybody's watching the quarterback, they're all seeing the ball, now you get 11 guys rallying to the football every play, and when you have good, aggressive players doing it, it creates turnovers.
Here's another interesting thing. Seth Joyner was on our show yesterday talking about the lack of technique, that defense has become so much about athleticism and schemes. And you compare, I remember very vividly, seeing Ray Lewis getting his lunch handed to him by Will Shields, by the offensive lineman in that older scheme, where he was a 4-3. And he had to take on some linemen. Now they're back to 3-4. Now he can run from sideline to sideline. He doesn't have to take on defensive linemen. But Seth's point is, because Seth was one of those old-school linebackers that could take on, not only take on linemen, but cover on the pass and make a good tackle, rush the passer. His point is, even a Brian Urlacher, even a Ray Lewis today don't seem to have the technique. Think how much better they would be if they knew how to have that technique to leverage against big players.
Well, that goes across the board. When you look at defensive backs, you look at wide receivers, you look at interior linemen, all those guys right now I think are lacking a lot of technique, a lot of fundamentals. And, you know, you get so caught up in numbers. How big are they? How strong are they? How fast do they run? That doesn't necessarily translate into a good football player. We all know that, everyone that has lined up and played. And right now, I think coaches are relying more on just athletic ability, speed, quickness. How fast are you? How quick can you get to the ball? As opposed to teaching another guy who may be a smarter, better football player mentally, but may not be as fast, but has the technique to create no false steps. You know, you get from point A to point B quicker than a guy who has a lot of speed, but now he's false-stepping or he's reading the wrong thing, and now, you know, he's playing from behind.
We're talking with J.C. Pearson, my former teammate with the Chiefs and one of the rising stars. You're a rising star, young man.
How about that? Yeah.
Let's talk about the Baltimore team and another defense that could be a match for Chicago and a team that knows how to turn the ball over, big play team. What's the difference with them?
No question. Baltimore's a good team. You know, I think when you look at the AFC, I think San Diego's probably the best team in the AFC right now. But Baltimore is right there. Obviously, they're playing great defense. And like you said, they've gone out and they've covered up Ray Lewis again. They've drafted the big guy out of Oregon, Halote Nata, the big defensive lineman, that nose guard.
From the Northwest, you know how to pronounce that, right?
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, he's a big 340-pound guy, so now he's protecting and keeping those guys off of Ray Lewis. So Ray Lewis and those guys now are able to run to the ball again. But they play great defense. They're very aggressive. They attack. That's the one thing I like about those guys is they attack the line of scrimmage offensively. You know, Jamal Lewis is getting back into it. Steve McNair has really, you know, kind of solidified that, although he went out last week and Kyle Bowler came in and threw two big touchdowns.
Exactly.
Yeah, you've got a great backup guy. So, I mean, they're definitely a team to contend with.
How much is it that the head coach has taken over the play calling and removed that lack of clarity in decision making?
That was big. Before they did that, they were struggling offensively, and then Brian Billick made that switch and said, hey, I'm going to take over the play calling, and they've kind of been on a roll since then. And Brian Billick, all the way back to the Minnesota days, he's had great offenses, so he knows offense, and he said, hey, you know, if we're going to go down, I'm going to go down doing it my way, and obviously they're doing a great job.
J.C. Pearson with us from Fox Television, Fox Sports. You've got Tampa Bay this week. Tell us about that matchup.
Yeah, I've got Tampa Bay in Cleveland, two teams that are struggling. I mean, to be honest with you, Tampa Bay, a lot of expectations coming into the season, just haven't lived up to it. Chris Sims got hurt early in the season, had that spleen injury, and had to have emergency surgery.
He'll be back though, right?
Hopefully he'll be back. They're trying to re-sign him right now, actually, and they have to because they've got nothing else. They thought the rookie Gradkowski was going to be the answer. He's not the answer, so they put Tim Rattay in, who will start this week. But they're struggling all over. And defensively, time catches up to you, and they've been great defensively for so long, but I think the Derrick Brookses, the Shelton Quarles, Simeon Rices, those guys are getting up in age now, and when you look at that defense, they only have one Pro Bowler now in Rondae Barber, whereas before they used to have four or five guys annually.
Tampa Bay's had a coach that people had tremendous respect for, that had great success at an early age. Mm-hmm. What's happened?
You know, it doesn't matter what system you run, you've got to have players to run it. Yeah, and that's what I think what people lose sight. Obviously, you know, you have salary cap issues now because, you know, in this age of free agency and the salary cap, it's tough to continue to field a competitive team year after year. And they're going to be rebuilding for the next couple of years. There's no question about it because, like I said earlier, they're getting older on defense. They've got to make some changes.
In our last 30 seconds, we've talked about Chicago. We've talked about no big surprises here. The thing is, there are all these guys in the middle. The guys at the top are pretty obvious. So San Diego is your pick right now to go the way?
San Diego is my pick. Even with the Marty factor. As long as Marty doesn't mess it up, they'll be great.
And we both love Marty. I'll tell you what, Marty was the best coach I ever had.
Yeah, no question.
And I think he's learned a lesson. To me, JC, the fact that he let the offense open up a little bit.
Yes, he's changed.
Even with a young quarterback, he let the offense. I mean, maybe it's the LT factor.
He's changed. And when you've got great players like LaDainian Tomlinson, it makes it a lot easier. But he has definitely changed from the days when we've had him. No more Marty ball.
All right. That was J.C. Pearson. Thanks, my friend.
All right, man.
J.C. Pearson for Fox Television. We'll be right back with Amy Mullins and Gary McCord. What a duo.